Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. It is the 18th of November now. It's on a four. On a four hour fad, and we fierce cowled outside. The brass monkeys are saying it's Baltic, that sort of thing. But we'll warm up matters for you for the next 2 hours, so throw on the kettle, wet the tay, and get in touch in the usual way. The WhatsApp is open now, 0870 32 32 32. And for your longer letters, you can email Oliver at rte.ie. Oh, this thing isn't working, and you go away for a day and you break everything. Oh, this is it now. There you go. Ah, that's more like it. Now we're up there. Thanks, by the way, to Shea Byrne for keeping us occupied yesterday with a buzzing show. Paul McGrath and Rachel Blackmore. You were flat to the mat. My God almighty, I should go away more often, says you. And it wasn't exactly away. And I was shooting sketches for our spoof review of 2025, Callan Kicks the Year, the Christmas telly shows we've been making for 6 years running now. That's what I was doing Saturday, Sunday and yesterday. And I was actually dressed as Catherine Connolly, President Connolly, in a school in Balbriggan in Dublin, with a stunt double doing keepy uppies, obviously. I had to get a stunt double. When Troy Parrott sent us into the World Cup playoffs. You couldn't think of a better disposition to be in for that very moment, dressed as the president. There I am, a grown man. And it was St. Mullaghan's National School in Balbriggan. Thank you to the lovely people that we met there, who were very nice to our cast and crew on Sunday. And I was even given eggs from the school's hens. They have hens in the... Yes, I didn't have that on our day. A very cheerful place to go into a primary school. Brilliant moon chori. Thank you to Gillian, the principal, who came in on an off day to help us have the crack for the sketch. And I got honey from the teacher as well. Another moon chore. We're actually very close to Irish football folklore today because Ristard Cooper joins us later on in the second hour. One of the three fellows who made that iconic piece of television that was Après Match during many of the glory days and some of the downer days of the boys in green. 1998 to 2018, Après Match was doing all the business. But Ristard is a very serious actor too. He's a tower of work under his belt. In fact, I think I've seen a lot of his on-screen stuff. He was in the Charlie drama. Remember Aidan Gillen played Charlie? And he was in The Quiz, which was about the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, alleged cheaters. A huge amount of work on his belt. So we'll talk about all that direction in his life. Never had the pleasure of meeting him. I don't hear many interviews with Ristard Cooper, so really looking forward to hearing from the man himself. He's taking on Chekhov in Smock Alley, which sounds kind of incredible and be worth going to see. 51551 is the text, by the way, and me Instagram, Oliver Callan Show, has stuff on it as well with all the things that we do be doing all the time. Now, one sketch we'll definitely be looking at doing now is the semi-sort of nearly bombshell that is Pascal Donoghue resigning as Minister for Finance and TD for Dublin Central. Thank you very much for having me in your cabinet. Now, constitutionally, he's been such a great voice for Callan's Kicks for many years. I'm half devastated, whatever your feelings are. Constitutionally, he's been a minister, but mentally he's been kind of checked out, hasn't he, and spending increasing amounts of time in a very powerful sideline job as chair of the EU group of finance ministers. You might have noticed little hints we've been dropping on Callan's Kicks about this in recent weeks and months, that it's been well talked about, that he's kind of wanted out for a long time. I'd heard that he was very annoyed when Fine Gael returned back into government in 2020 after slumping to third place, kind of felt they needed time in opposition. And by the time then of Leo Varadkar kind of slumping out as leader, Pascal was no longer interested in becoming the head of the party himself, which is kind of extraordinary because he is very much the towering intellect of Fine Gael. He was close to, I think he may well, the nerds will know this better, whether he'd equaled the record for delivering the most budgets as Minister for Finance, because he was in and out of the job. I think 10 of them in total. Sean McEntee, going way, way back, did 10 or possibly 11. Not 11, maybe not the easiest thing to find concrete records of. It doesn't seem to people are nerding out as much as I am. So Pascal's off to Washington now, brand new job that the World Bank has created. And he'll be in the top few levels of that incredible institution. It's a blow, certainly, to the party. He's the last heavyweight of the kind of Fine Gael OGs of 2011, that era, you know, the Coveneys and the Varadkars and so on, who seemed heavyweight until they were eventually leaving. But who fills the job is going to occupy all the the Polcors, political correspondents, will it be Simon Harris or Harris as Taoiseach and Minister for Finance and not Foreign Affairs anymore? He doesn't have the money brief experience, but he is the boss who's going to decide and decide in these hours. Jennifer Carol McNeill's been mentioned a lot in David McCullough's show. She has a degree in economics and social science, junior minister in the finance brief previously over credit unions and so on. She'd be delighted to depart health so soon, but who would go in there? And then appointing Jennifer Carol McNeill to Pascal's job would be an unusual move for a party leader who's under pressure from Jennifer Carol McNeill and her ambitions. But Pascal's bye-bye Betty buys. It's kind of it's a difficult time for Simon Harris. He's a rough year, double election grief, constant controversies, barrage of opinion polls, some of them record lows. Fianna Fáil will certainly be delighted the spotlight is moving off them after the brew, the pressure was on them, and it moves on to the bedfellows now. But today belongs to our gentle, nice version of P. Diddy. Pascal Donoghue and his dimples first came into politics 2011, TD for Central Dublin. He had already been a senator and he was on Dublin City Council as well. Within 2 years, he was junior minister for European Affairs. And then only a year later, he went up to cabinet where he's remained since 2014. He was minister for transport, tourism and sport at the time, peak austerity. And then 2016, he becomes minister for public expenditure in that it meant he was serving at the knee of Michael Noonan, and together they set up the kind of to get the property market going, all those conditions that sold the vast land bank that the state had from the crash, and it went to multinational companies. They set up real estate investment trusts, REITs, you'll hear people talking about, and some would say those mega firms kind of ended up owning so many apartments and homes in the country, they set the course for rent inflation ever since. But the system was designed to get the property market going. He became a household name, Pascal, with his cheerful junior infant school moon chore story time speech pattern on various radio interviews, and even up to the present day when he's doing his budget phone-ins, even when people are very unhappy, Pascal is just thanking everybody.
And good morning, Marie, and thank you very much for calling in. So good morning, Tom, and thank you for calling
in.
Good
morning, Pascal.
Thank you, and good morning, Catherine. And I absolutely know you're speaking with a genuine heart, as is everybody else who is calling in here today.
A lovely heart. 2017, believe it or not, he became Minister for Finance. That feels like a long time ago now, when Michael Noonan stepped down. He held that job through all the stormy waters of Brexit, the pandemic, Trump 1.0 and even now 2.0. He's a very smart man, very well respected across many parties and very well respected in the business community. There, you will find very few people who will say bad things about Pascal in terms of his kind of the way he conducts himself. A couple of detractors in Fine Gael used to tell me, oh, he's a wee bit scabby on nights out. But that was probably viewed as a good thing in the austerity era of finance. July 2020, he was elected president of the Eurogroup. That's the group of the EU area, the Euro currency area finance ministers. Very influential job, especially when countries were coming together to finance the Ukraine defences and taking in refugees and so on. Not to mention, of course, the pandemic era. But there was also an era for Pascal as Grumpy Pants Pascal. Do you remember he was clashing with journalists when he was would have preferred not to be in government, I'd say, and had his sights on other jobs outside. And there is one very memorable tete-a-tete with Gavin Jennings on Morning Ireland. It's March 2021 and, well, Gavin Jennings went there with the children's shoes.
My understanding of this issue is that, you know, there are many retailers who are delivering these shoes either online or if parents do call retailers that are closed, arrangements are made for those shoes to be available.
Yes, online is not much use if you don't have a credit card. And I know you called it non-essential retail, but the point being made by the paediatrician yesterday on Drive Time is that it's essential retail. I know that your party have a particular history when it comes to children's shoes, but can you understand why this is a particularly sensitive issue?
Well, Gavin, I'm sorry. You're referring to a budgetary decision that was made decades ago before I was even in politics, about, you know, how we were handling a budget decision then. Your question has in it an implicit suggestion that my party and myself are not aware of the health needs that young children have, which I just want to reject in its entirety. Everything this my party have been doing, I have been doing, and the government have been doing since this awful disease arrived into Ireland has been about how we try to save lives. and to make an indication that we don't
My apologies if that was how it was. I just simply made the point that it was regarded as essential by the paediatrician yesterday.
I'm sorry, Gavin. The way you phrased that question was more than just a phrasing of the question.
He's so good. He would force a live climb down from under the best there. Such are the effect of those dimples. Pascal also has this very fun, nerdy side that comes out regularly as well. Kind of give him a good roundedness as a minister, which I think is kind of lacking at the moment. He's a devoted collector because famously in the office of government buildings, he's got these bobblehead figurines, Star Wars, X-Men. Han Solo is one of Darth Maul, Yoda, Luke Skywalker, Wolverine, and the scariest, least popular of all, gives me the heebie-jeebie-weebies, Cyclops. But enough about Leo. He's also a massive fan of Doctor Who, not surprisingly, Star Wars, and he once mentioned binging The Wire more than once. And all of this kind of side to his character meant he ended up doing sort of bizarre clips about odd things. Here's this social media kind of disco mix that Fine Gael did during one of the elections about his food reviewing.
I'm here in O'Connell Street in the heart of Dublin city centre to explain how Fine Gael will back Dublin. And I'm going to do it while sampling some of Dublin's most iconic foods. First up is some fish and chips. Next, it's a spice bag. I have to say, I've never had a spice bag during the day before. Every spice bag is special in its own way. Next up is one of Dublin's favourites, cuddle. And finally, my last stop is Bambino's. I love a Bambino's for a slice of pizza. Beautiful.
Am I on drugs? That really happened. That's not an AI thing. That was bad. I love a Bambino's. That was him. But you see, he was very smart, so he could get away with that kind of daft stuff. Very bookish person. Books, very, very central part of his life. I was reading that he revealed he wants to write a book of his own one day. He said it won't be a memoir, but something based on the ideas that he's developed in politics. Oh, please do a memoir, Pascal. Go on. So I'd expect that's probably going to happen now that he's off to America. By the way, going to America in the Trumpland era, where the World Bank is based, good luck to him. He's also a huge fan of music, is Pascal. And so he goes from cabinet today. He leaves his TD's job by Friday. And we all hope he's finally happy in his nappy and clapping his handies. And what Simon Harris is doing in his nappy today is another matter, but we wish him well. 51551. This is one of Pascal's favourites.